You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Rick Dulock. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff, and we review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. And I should note, we continue to practice social distancing by speaking today over the phone. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, let's start with a roundup of Inland Empire coronavirus news. What's going on?
Well, the big news that everybody is waiting for happened last Friday. Riverside County announced that malls, retail stores, and dine-in restaurants can reopen. And on Saturday, San Bernardino County got the go-ahead from the State Department of Public Health to do the same thing. This is that so-called Phase 2 reopening everybody was waiting for. But it looks like it caught the malls unawares because most were not ready on Saturday. People showed up, but only to find the doors still locked. And most of the malls in the Inland Empire announced they'll be opening in the days after Memorial Day weekend. Things that people will see that are different is there will be sneeze guards, you know, those plastic shields
yep.
in front of cashiers. Employees will be wearing masks and gloves. In restaurants, maybe half the tables and chairs will have been removed, things like that, to accommodate. Also reduced hours to allow employees to do that deep cleaning that everybody believes is necessary. And then on Tuesday, the governor announced that hair salons and barbershops can reopen in 47 of the state's 58 counties. But that does include Riverside County and San Bernardino County. Not nail salons. You can't get your facial or your waxing yet. Those are hands-on personal services that it's just believed we're not ready for yet. Oh, and religious services can resume with restrictions to 100 worshipers. Everybody should be wearing masks and refraining from hugging and shaking hands, things that can transmit the virus. The Center for American Liberty, which had sued the governor and the counties over these restrictions, their attorney said this is still not enough and that people should be able to decide for themselves how to worship. But each county is going to be setting its own rules under this reopening by the state. Also, superior courts, which had halted jury trials, are figuring out how to reopen, perhaps relying more on video hearings and smaller jury pools to avoid crowded corridors and courtrooms. Masks are expected to be mandatory, but they're ramping up to resume court hearings in mid-June. Oh, and also, most of the Indian gaming casinos out here have reopened, with the exception of the San Manuel Casino in San Bernardino. I guess they're being a little more cautious, but the casinos in Palm Springs and elsewhere are coming back with some chairs removed, and the slot machines will be cleaned in between players. So although the governor encouraged the tribes to hold off, they are sovereign nations, and so most of them have resumed. The Riverside County supervisors, in fact, passed a resolution recognizing their sovereignty. They can do as they please.
Just kind of co-signing it for them.
Right.
Yes.
So, Rick, I also wanted to mention that the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, concerned about the impact of the economy in this region, has formed a two-county task force called the Employment and Workforce Recovery Task Force, with 10 handpicked leaders from industry, government, academia, and the nonprofit sector to identify the hardest hit businesses and figure out where growth can take place and help localities to do that.
Oh, well, that's good. We've talked to the IEEP a couple of times since all this started, and the Inland Empire economy is a little bit different than any economy around the United States because we the shipping receiving part is such a big part of our economy. And that seemed to be something that in some ways increased during all this because people are shopping from home and ordering stuff online a lot.
Yeah, that seemed to be one sector that kept going because it's considered essential. But the Inland Empire was certainly hit with a lot of other business shutdowns and,
yes.
and unemployment. I think unemployment is up to something like 20%.
Yes. Well, the San Bernardino City Council has asked for more information before adding to the cost of its probe of Mayor John Valdivia. What's going on now?
Well, of course, the mayor was accused of sexual harassment and creating a hostile workplace. the city had launched an investigation with about $50,000 for an investigator to come and see if these allegations are true. The council was now told that the investigator will need about $30,000 more because more employees had come forward with allegations. The council said, though, they want to see the work that this investigator has already done, who, by the way, is an attorney who's paid $400 an hour. And some of the city council members said maybe there's a less costly way to do this investigation, kind of a routine investigation. So they should get that report in about 2 weeks.
All right. We'll have to keep tabs on that. A long-delayed project in a troubled San Bernardino neighborhood might finally get underway. What's going on there?
Well, this is the Arden Guthrie neighborhood in the central east side of San Bernardino. It had been crime-ridden. There's a development there with fourplexes that had gotten run down, particularly after Norton Air Force Base closed. That was cleared for redevelopment almost 20 years ago. 17 acres have been sitting vacant all this time. But the city had gotten a $7.5 million HUD loan, which it's been paying down at about $770,000 a year. So that's put a big dent in money that the city could pay for other redevelopment projects. And on Wednesday, the council agreed to sell that land to a Redlands developer for $4.5 million. That will put the burden on the developer to pay off that HUD loan and free up the city. The city is awaiting approval from the Redevelopment Oversight Board and the State Department of Finance that has to sign off on this.
And any word on when the development would start if the Redlands developer does get a hold of it?
Yeah, the thought is that by next year, things would get going.
Oh, good. And finally, the West Valley Water District back in the news. What's going on?
Yeah, they just don't seem to be able to stay out of the news. This district, as we've talked about, has been accused of bad hiring practices and contracting practices and cronyism. Well, the board, on a 3-1 vote, approved a $150,000 contract with a PR firm whose principal is a friend and college classmate of the current board president. The board member who voted against it said, you know, this is not the way to prove that we're overcoming our problems. But this contract was put out to bid, and the only other bidder came in 5 times higher than the firm that was chosen.
5 times higher? Goodness.
Yes. I guess they feel like the district has a lot of PR problems to overcome.
I guess so. Well, Cassie, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment and others like it made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Rick Dulock.